We are learning Misyat Dishmaya Nu Mesechta Mesechta's Chagiga, and we are beginning of Mesechta. So just a little akdama. This Mesechta is be'ikar about two different discussions. The first 17 Blat Tuldat Yiches, the Mishnah, talks about Oyla Regal and the Kavana someone brings when he goes up to be Oyla Regal on the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And then the second half, from Daf Yuches and on, talks about Tumah V'Tayra. This is talked about already going to Beis HaMikdash. We talk about Tumah V'Tayra. So the Rambam, Paskins, we'll just start off with a Lakdama, that there are three mitzvahs asay, Nitzdavu Yisrael B'chol Regal. The three mitzvahs asay, the Lois HaSawas, the three mitzvahs asay, every single yontiv of the three regalim. What are the three mitzvahs asay? So Rambam says, one is the mitzvah asay, Haria, Lehirah Yisprei Hashem. Another one is the Chagiga, another one is Simcha. And the Rambam explains, Re'iya means they come to the Azara on the first day of Yom Tov, and they bring with them a carbon oila. And that's mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number two is that they bring a carbon Chagiga. That's mitzvah number two. And mitzvah number three, carbon Chagiga is a shlamim. And they bring the carbon Yom Tov, learn that from the Pasuk, the Chagoyisim Oyisam Hashem. And the third thing is they bring Shalmei Simcha, which means that they have to be yoytze the mitzvah simcha of eating basar, and the mitzvah is dafko a basar shlomim, and they bring shami simcha. And the Rambam speaks out, which we'll see in the Gemara, that the noshim are not chayiv in ri'iyah, in the oil regal, in the oil shriya, or in the chagiga, but they are chayiv in simcha according to the Rambam, and we'll see as we go along through Masechta, we'll see these halachas. So let's start the Mishnah. Hakol chayovim beriyah. Everyone is chayiv in Ria, and Rashi learns it means mitzvahs Ria calls chucha shetzrichim l'srayis ba'azara v'regel, which means you have to go show your face in the azara. That's what a Ria means, to be oil regel in all the three yom tovim. Chutz mecheres shayte v'katan, besides the cheres shayte v'katan, and others we'll see are not chayiv in Ria. So the Mishnah is going to explain different people who are potter. The Gemara will darshan at drashas for them, and it'll be different groups. So the first group is the people who don't have das. Chayre shayt v'katan when apnei deya, they don't have enough das do mitzvahs, and achayv mitzvahs, they are part of Aria. V'tumtum v'adreganus v'noshim, those are all, we know ladies are part of Aria, so tumtum is a suffix of a lady or a man. V'adreganus has both simonim of a zachar and a keva, and noshim, and avodim shem shechrarim, avodim, which means the eved kanani, that didn't get freed. So we know Eved Kenani is chayv mitzvahs like Noshim. So those four are also part of, because they all have an element of Noshim to them. And then the third group of people who are part of is Achigar, someone who limps, can't walk well, Vasuma, blind person, Vachoyla, someone who is sick and can't walk, Vazokain, an older person, Umisha Eidi Yochalalas Baraglav, or someone who can't walk very far. All these people are part of also of Moel Regel, because they are able to go up a Regel up to the base of Mikdash. Ezu katan, which katan is potter from Ri'iya? Kosha any yachal lirka val ksef of shal ove velarois lalois mirushalayim laharabayis divrei Beishamay. Beishamay holds that only a very small katan is potter, but a katan who could ride his father's shoulders and go up to Yerushalayim, he's chayiv in Ri'iya. Zog Rashi, it means of Adam ederabanan. Zog Rashi says, Avol kav eilech apish ene chayiv min ha-tayra, hatilu chachomim al oviv val ima lechanchem mitzvah. So the chiv on the father mother to mechanachim. So then there's a chiv chinuch on the cotton there is a chiv chinuch to come up to be early regal. So the shir is, according to Beshama, if he can ride his father's shoulders, he's chayiv chinuch. But still, let him know. Kol she yochel lechos b'yosh oviv, if he can't hold his father's hand, v'lal is mirushalayim l'harabayis, and woke up mirushalayim l'harabayis, then he is potter even from chinuch. And Rashi explains, since by an adult you only chayiv if you can walk, so a katan who's a bar chinuch only could go. It's only chinuch if he's walking. He's not walking. He's not doing the mitzvah. So therefore, only if he can walk, even if he has to hold his father's hands, but if he can walk, he has to be able to walk himself in order to be chayiv and chinuch of the mitzvah of oileria. Beishamei oimrim. Ha-re'iya, which means the oilas re'iya, we said there's three kabbalas for Yisham and Simcha, but there's two main kabbalas of Yom Tov, oilas re'iya and chagiga. Mesham Emrim ha-re'iya shtei kesef, that's worth two kesef, which is a third of a ma'ah. Shtei kesef, a third of a dinner, two kesef. Va'chagiga ma'ah kesef, and chagiga is less than ma'ah kesef. We're learning from drashas. Ve'silaimim ha-re'iya ma'ah kesef, the re'iya is a ma'ah kesef, va'chagiga shtei kesef, and chagiga is two kesef. So it's a machlekes, how much Eilus Riyah has to be worth, how much Achigah has to be worth. Now, Tosfos brings a raya from here, that when it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, Kol Chayav Beriya, doesn't just mean to show yourself in the Azara, it means also to carbon Eilus Riyah. Because you see, at the end of the Mishnah, we call Riyah the carbon. So Tosfos says, Echanami, Rashi means both things. When Rashi says that Yira'ah Kol Zchucha, you should show yourself Beregah, means both things, both the mitzvah of being Eil Reel, going into the Azara, and also to bring the carbon. Agav, the Rambam, says there's also a lav to come into the Beis HaMikdash without a carbon. There's a lav also that it says, Misha Bala Azara B'yem Rishon Lehevi Oyla, Loi Daish Loi Asa Mitzah, say, not only didn't do a mitzah, say, El Sha'avara Mitzah Loi Sasa, Shenema Loyiru Panarekam, you can't come with empty handed. But the Eina Loika lav, that the Rambam says. Why? Shere lav Loi Asa Maisa, didn't do a Maisa. Now this is a whole tumul, why is that called a Maisa? I walked into the Azara without anything, maybe it's called a Maisa. I am Chum. That there's the discussion I'm showing that Rambam. Akupanim, that's our Mishnah, which says Hakol Chayav Beria besides the Cheri Shreit VeKatan. So the first discussion of the Gemara will be what is Hakol? Hakol, everyone who being married from Hakol. Zok the Gemara Hakol Asu Yemain. Who is Koil, including that doesn't say in the Mishnah that we didn't see in the Mishnah? Who's it coming to include Hakol Asu Yemain? Gemara says Lasu Yemisha Chetziv Ev Chetziv Becherim. There will be a discussion later on on Daf Dalad, about a chetzi eved chetzi becherim. That is someone who's an eved kanani. Now eved kanani, while he's eved kanani, is potter from Riyah. Why? Because he has chayiv mitzvahs like a lady. But then he was owned b'shutvis. Reuven and Shimon owned this eved, and then Shimon freed his half. So now the guy is a half ben chayrim, half eved. So on one hand, his half ben chayrim side is chayiv and mitzvahs like a man, and his half eved part is not. So what's the halacha? So there's a shayla in the Gemara later on. So our Gemara is saying now, maybe it's coming to teach us, Akol Chayavim, including Chetzi Eved Chetzi Becherim. That's what's coming to be Marba. Gemara asks, V'lo Ravina, according to Ravina, Dalam Mishu Chetzi Eved Chetzi Becherim, part of Maria, Ravina will learn up later on, that Chetzi Eved Chetzi Becherim is part of Maria. So then Akol Lasu Yemai, so what's Akol coming to be Marba? It can't be Marba Chetzi Eved Chetzi Becherim, because Ravina holds that you're part of from that. That's included in the words, Enim Shechararim. He's medayik from the Mishnah. It says, "Va'avodim she'enim meshucharim." Except, obviously, if he's an eved, he's not meshuchar. So, what's enim meshuchar? It means he's not meshuchar legamri. And therefore, Ravina learns that chetzi eved chetzi mecharim is takapat maria. So, what's that called teaching us? So, Gemara la'asuye chigar b'yom rishon. Someone we said in the Mishnah chigar is potter from oil regal. But let's say he's only a chigar on the first day of Yom Tov. Afterwards, he got better. He had a miraculous recovery, and he got better. And espashet, he got better. Yom Sheni, does he have to come up and bring Eilus Riyah or not? So the Gemara is saying, yeah, I call Asuye Achigo B'Yom Rishon, and he got better B'Yom Sheni. That's what we're coming to in Marab, we're coming to include. So Gemara, Honicha, that's Golamad Yama Kulam Tashlum Zelazet. Elamad Yama Kulam Tashlum Rishon, Hakol Asuye Mai. That means that the Gemara says later on, Daftes, that there is, that you could bring the Eilus Riyah every day of Yom Tov. If you get to bring day number one, you can bring number two, number three, number four. What's the pshat? Is the pshat every day is his own chiyuv, and they all are tashlum and zelazet, which means every day can be made up for the day before, because every day has his own chiyuv to bring it. And if you don't bring today, you can bring tomorrow. Or the chiyuv is the first day. The rest of the days are just the tashlumim, a makeup day for the first day. So what's the afkamina meaning, Gemara says? If someone's a chiyuv yom rishon, means on the first day he was potter. So if every other day is just a makeup day for the first day, if you're potter on the first day, you can't make it up, because you never were chayiv. No need to make up. Mashenkin, if every day is on chiyev, then if you're better on the next day, so you can be chayev. So according to the Yama, that's kulum tashlum zelazah. So then you could say a chigur of yom rishon, they got better. The second day is chayev. But if you're elam on the Yama kulum tashlum the rishon, hakol asuimai, it can't be mar because a chigur of yom rishon is taka potter. All the rest of the yontif,
maybe according
to the Yama, right? It could be. You're right. Good point. Right. It could be. Yeah. We want to fish them with everyone. It's good kind of. Yeah. Hakol asuimai. So the Gemara, I'll tell you a third side. Lasuya suma ba'achas beinav. We know that a suma, said our Mishnah, is potter, means someone who can't see, is potter from oil regal. But what about if he can see out of one eye? So it's saying, even if someone who can see only one eye, is potter from riyah. He's not chayiv in riyah. Or, hakal lasuya chayiv. That's the shayla. So we're saying, you know what? Hakal lasuya someone who suma ba'achas beinav. Coming to Marva, someone who is blind in one eye. With the loy guy Tana, and not like this following Tana, the Tana Linton of Brisa, Yechim and Avoya, Moshe Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Bachas Meina, Pot Maria. Suma in one eye is Pot Maria. How do we know this? He makes a drasha. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Lashon HaPasuk is, the way we read it is, Shalosh Pam Hashana Yira'a Kol Zechuch Hasprei Adoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So it says Yira'a. But you can read it without the Kudah, it's Yira. So it's Yira or Yira'a. So we make a drasha. Yira means that, according to Rashi, Yira means that the person comes to see Hashem. Yira. Yira'a means you come to show yourself from Hashem, which means Hashem is looking at you. So it says Yira, Yira. And Darshan like this, Kederach Shabbal Lirois, which means in the derech that Hashem comes to see you, and that you see from Yira'ah, Kach Balirois, you should also come see Hashem the same way you're coming to be seen. Kach Balirois, Mal Lirois, just like when you are being seen by Hashem, B'shteinov is two eyes of Hashem, because it says in the Pasuk that Hashem has two eyes, Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, says, so Hashem has two eyes, and just like Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, is not a Baal Mum, he has both eyes, just like he sees you with two eyes, after the Lirois, when you come to show yourself in front of Hashem, B'shteinov, you should see Hashem with two eyes, and therefore, they actually need two eyes. But, we can say, our Mishnah is not like that. It's L'Asuye V'Achas V'Einov. So three different stardom, and everything's machlokes. Either it's being marba chatzia v'chas v'charim, or it's being marba the someone who's chigur v'yam rishon and it got better the next day, or it's going marba suma v'achas meinu. The bayisema another terrorist la'olam k'dam rekara. We said like the first part that coming to marba chatzi eved chatzi ben charim. But the kasha law called the Ravina. I had a kasha from Ravina. Ravina says you potter. So I can say chay. So where it says like kasha, kan k'mishna rishona, kan k'mishna achrona. We're going to answer that after Mishnah Achrona, then even Ravina will agree that you are chayiv, that the Eved is chayiv. Why? We'll explain it. The Tanakh. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Gittin, Misha chetzi Eved chetzi ben charim. Someone who's chetzi Eved chetzi ben charim. Oyves Rabbi Yemechot, Ves Asmi Yemechot. Reuven and Shimon owned the Eved together b'shutvis. Shimon freed his Eved, his portion. So the halacha is one day he works for Reuven, and the next day he's on his own. That's the Rebbe Sil, which means this could work. You can have a chesed of a chesed of chayim. Amalu ha-meshamai, this does not work. Why? Tekantem es rabbi, ves atzmele tekantem, which means his master, who owns him still, has everything going for him, but the Eved himself, you made it that he can't have a life. Why not? Because he can't get married. Lisa shifcha in the yachol, he's not allowed to marry a shifcha because his sad chayim shabai, his part that is freed, is not allowed to marry a shifcha kanan, is not allowed to marry a goy. It says in the pasuk lo yiyah kodesh, which Rashi says allow not to marry a shifcha. Bas chayim in the yachol, he can't marry a bas chayim, a regular yiddish girl, because there his avdus not allowed to marry. So now he's stuck, he can't get married. Okay, big deal. Levato, let him bottle? No. Nivra oilam el perivya. The whole entire world is only created to reproduce. Shenemar lo yiso baro shevet tzara. That Hashem didn't create the world empty, only to populate the world. And therefore, that's the biggest mitzvah. So Ella, mepnei tikkun olam, zok the mishnah there. Kaifnes rabbi, but oisus mecharim. You force the other master, it makes him mecharim also. The kais lo star chatzid damav. He writes star chatzid damav. The chazu beis hillel laharis giver shamai. And beis hillel went along and paskin like beis shamai, and he held also you have to free your half of the eved. You have to free. So upon him. So what's pshat? So we're going to speak out a few different speak outs. So first, let's get the cheshbon hagemara. So therefore, cheshbon like this. Before Beis Hillel was chayzer, so you had an idea of chatzia v'chatzia v'chayrim, so there you could be potter. But after Beis Hillel was chayzer, which means you have his chatzia v'chayrim, has to be freed, Zok Rashi, it's ki'ilu, he's free already, and he's chayiv in Oyla Regal. Hakol chayav and Beriah is being marbe, even chatzia v'chatzia v'chayrim, because going on Mishnah Achrayin, going after Beis Hillel was chayzer, the guy is chayiv in Oyla Regal. Why? Because he has to be freed, so his ki'ilu is free already, so he's chayiv in Oyla Regal. Masha Inkein, the other part of the Mishnah said, Avad Mishnah Shechorim, that Ravina learned, meant the chatzia v'chatzia v'chayrim is potter, is talking about Mr. Rishayna, before the Chazara. Before the Chazara of Beis Hillel, before Beis Hillel was Chayzer, so then there was the idea of Chatziyav Chatziyav Bechayim, Tak is a half a Isha, and therefore they're Potter. Mashen came, the beginning of Kachayav is Bimarba after Mishnah Achrayna, where you have to free him, therefore he's Chay. Now, the two things we want to speak out is, number one is that the Chayra, why don't we say that this guy can be Chatziyav Chatziyav Bechayim, and he can marry anyone he wants, because say, Osiyah say, But v'daychel lo sasa. We know a fact that asay is daychel lo sasa. That asay over here of pruvu, let it be daychel the lo sasa of, let it be daychel the lo sasa of lo yeh kodesh. That's Tosis kasha. Tosis calls it asay the shavas yitzara. I'm talking about leisi asay the shavas yitzara. Litchi lav lo yeh kodesh. So Tosis has two terus. Either it says esh l'kayim shtayim by forcing him to get freed. Second Tosis teretz is that the locha is only be idna. The asay has to be the same maisa as the loisasa. Like, for example, cutting off teras to do a mila is the same maisa. Mashen can hear that the asay is meshas the gemar bia, and the lav is beginning of the bia, hara, beginning of the bia. So the beginning of the bia over is already. And with soif bia, do you have the mitzvah, and therefore it's not the same time, therefore no asay asay of the loisasa. That's what Tosis talks about. Now, another question Tosis deals with is why is the gemara picked the din of loisoyu baro l'shevas yitzara, which is actually a pasuk in Yeshaya, why don't we say the mitzvah puruvu? So Tosis says that loisoyu baro is more chashan than puruvu. He says, and don't tell me that eved nachayim puruvu or goyim nachayim puruvu. Tosis holds that goyim nachayim puruvu also, and therefore he just says he sparks from here that he learns from here that you see that the asay of loisoyu baro l'shevas yitzara is bigger than the asay of puruvu. A pruvu, that's the asay.